The following is a class given at a house program on November 27, 1996 in Atlanta, Georgia. The class begins with a reading from the Bhagavad Gita, 11th chapter, verse 55.
Supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living being, he certainly comes to me. Translation repetition. My dear Arjuna, he who engages
in my pure devotional service,
free from the contaminations
of fruitive activities
and mental speculation.
He who works for me,
who makes me the supreme goal
of his life,
and who is friendly
to every living being.
He certainly comes to me. Report by Srila Prabhupada. Anyone who wants to approach the supreme of all the personalities of Godhead on the Krishna Loka planet in the spiritual sky and be intimately connected with the supreme personality Krishna must take this formula as stated by the supreme himself. Therefore, this verse is considered to be the essence of Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is a book directed to the conditioned souls who are engaged in the material world with the purpose of lording it over nature and who do not know the real spiritual life. The Bhagavad Gita is meant to show how one can understand his spiritual personality, his spiritual existence, and his eternal relationship with the Supreme Spiritual Personality, and to teach one how to go home back to Godhead. Now here is the verse which clearly explains the process by which one can attain success in this spiritual activity, devotional service. As far as work is concerned, one should transfer his energy entirely to Krishna conscious activities. As stated in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.255. Anasaktasya Vishayan Yatarhan Upayunchataha Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhi Yuktan Upairakya Muchate. No work should be done by any man except in relationship to Krishna. This is called Krishna Karma. One may be engaged in various activities, but one should not be attached to the fruit of the work. The result should be done for Lord, only for Him, Lord Krishna. For example, one may be engaged in business, but to transform that activity into Krishna consciousness, one has to do business for Krishna. If Krishna is the proprietor of the business, then Krishna should enjoy the profit of the business. If a businessman is in possession of thousands and thousands of dollars, and if he has to offer all this to Krishna, he can do it. This is work for Krishna. Instead of constructing a big building, he can construct a nice temple for Krishna. He can install the deity of Krishna and arrange for the deity's service, as is outlined in the authorized books of devotional service. This is all Krishna karma. One should not be attached to the result of his work, but the result should be offered to Krishna. One should accept as prasadam the remnants of offerings to Krishna. If one constructs a very big building for Krishna and installs the deity of Krishna, one is not prohibited from living there. But it is understood that the proprietor of the building is Krishna. That is called Krishna consciousness. If, however, one is not able to construct a temple for Krishna, one can engage himself in cleansing the temple of Krishna. That is also Krishna karma. One can cultivate a garden. Anyone who has land, in India at least, any poor man has a certain amount of land, can utilize that for Krishna by growing flowers to offer him. One can sow tulasi plants, because tulasi leaves are very important, and Krishna has recommended this in Bhagavad Gita. Patram pushpam phalam toyam. Krishna desires that one offer him either a leaf or a flower or a fruit or a little water, and by such an offering he is satisfied. This leaf especially refers to the tulasi. So one can sow tulasi and pour water on the plant. Thus even the poorest man can engage in the service of Krishna. These are some of the examples of how one can engage in working for Krishna. Okay, this is a very long purport, so we'll just take it part by part. Remember here in this verse, Krishna is giving the formula how to come to Him. Those who engage in pure devotional service, free from contamination of fruitive activities and mental speculation. He who works for me, mat-bhakta, sangha-varjita, mat-parama, mat-karma-krit, so engaged in doing my work, mat-karma-krit, who makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living being, it certainly comes to me. So, these are the things we can do to book our ticket, to go back to Krishna at the end of his life. These are the things which can protect us and make us happy in this life. Of course, Krishna knows we may have many goals. But here he says the supreme goal should be to reach Him. Because we know that in this world there is no ideal situation. There is always ups and downs. Krishna, there is the supreme bliss and happiness that we are seeking. So this Yukta Vairagya was described here. Anasaktasya Vishwayan. Vishwayan means objects of enjoyment. Objects of the sense gratification. But here's Anasaktasya Vishwayan. Even while we are engaged in activities in the material world, which are enjoyable, the devotee remains detached or unattached. Anasaktasya. Yatarham upayunjata. Accordingly, doesn't do too, is in the middle path, doesn't do anything too excessively, and uses everything in the service of Krishna. And constantly, nirbande Krishna sambandhe. Sambandha means relation. In Krishna's relationship, continuously, without cessation, everything is being done. Yuktam vairagya uchyate. This is what we call as yukta vairagya, or renunciation, applied, you could say, what's a good, I don't know, applied renunciation. Not that we renounce things. Oh, this jagat mitya brahma satya, you see. If we say like that, then everything in the material world is false. So then, okay, so renounce everything. But that is not what Krishna has prescribed. He doesn't say that jagat mitya. So jagat is asat. It's not mitya. It's asat. There's the Sat-Chit-Ananda Jagat, and there's the Asat Jagat. Asat means temporary. Just like a dream is temporary. When we're in a dream, we're sleeping, sometimes we may imagine, we may dream that we are emperors or empresses. Or next thing we may be dreaming, we're in the jungle. Ha! Ah, a tiger is coming to eat us. Then we wake up from our dream and we, oh, everything is all right. Or, oh, I'm no longer the emperor. Now I'm still back here. I have to pay my taxes. So, but when we're in the dream, just like with the tigers attacking us in the dream, at that time it appears quite real. Once we go back to Krishna Loka, then whatever we did in this life is like a dream. That is the eternal life. It's explained that there are five realities. The first one is the material activities, which are temporary. Then comes the eternal time factor. Time is eternal. Beyond that is the material energy. The material energy is eternal. Even modern physicists have a law saying the conservation of energy. You may have, like, this is wood. If we burn the wood, Krishna forbid, we don't burn anything. But if we burn wood, the wood transforms to ashes, heat, light, vapors, and so on, gases. Energy is simply transformed. It's not destroyed. That is the principle also mentioned in the Shastras. The energy is eternal. Only the form may change. So material energy is eternal. But because the material energy is being affected by eternal time, then the activities within the energy are temporary. It's a very nice house. But the house will not last forever. Not thousands of years. Even we want to build a Mayapur temple for 1,000 years, we thought. This we don't know, because mostly if you build with the rebar, it will last maybe 100 years. So we're saying without rebar, designed for 1,000 years. But in this world there's, you know, volcanoes and so many things, you never know what's happening. We try. But in this world, nothing can last forever. So, a temporary thing can be a gateway for us to go to the eternal simply by using it in Krishna's service. The Prabhupada said, there's no problem if someone has a beautiful house. You put deity of Krishna, here is Radha and Krishna in the house. You chant Hare Krishna in the house. So the house becomes Krishna's. And in this way, the house itself is also a kind of griha mandir, home temple for the Lord. So like this, in Vrindavan, there are 5,000 temples. So here in greater Atlanta area, we like to see thousands and thousands of temples. But how will people get the inspiration or get the training how to make the house temples? That's why we have established, we call, installed deity temple. You see, nowadays, of course, in Hindu Dharma, this is a little bit of sectarianism is coming. But previously, it was not so much there in North India, at least. Maybe South India, a little bit. But between the Shivites and the Vaishnavas, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he respected all the temples, because according to Shastra, the temple is the home of Krishna, home of the deity. Whichever deity is installed, they're called Archa Avatara. They're incarnation of the Lord in deity form. Just like we travel around India, we go to all the temples. And not that we only go to Hare Krishna temple, we'll go to Jagannath Puri temple, or Dwaraka temple, or Nath Dwara temple, or Jaipur temple, go to all of the Govindaji. Because wherever Krishna is there, of course, we also go to Prabhupada's established temple. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, in this age, deity worship is not the main process. But deity worship is also a bona fide process. So a temple is a place we can gather together. We can worship the deity. And in this age, especially where we can chant Hare Krishna together. So we want people to come together in the temple to get the training, to get the association, to get the big group together. But we want them also that they should practice in their own homes. That the temple should extend throughout the whole metropolitan Atlanta region to all of the devotees. And how will we know when we get together, we feel the energy, so many devotees chanting, so many devotees associating. This is what gives a tremendous force. And Krishna said he is more pleased when his devotees are together. Even Lord Shiva said he is more pleased with the Krishna Bhaktas. And he gives them his special blessing. So in this age, in the Skanda Purana also it mentions that simply by chanting the two words, Hari, those two syllables, Hari, all of the inauspiciousness is taken away from the heart of the devotee. So, temple is there so everyone can do some seva, some work for Krishna. We shouldn't think, even whether we agree always with all the management decision or don't agree or whatever, we should see this is the home of Krishna. I'm coming to serve Krishna. Time to time, policy may change, say that way. That we try to always improve it, make it the best as possible. But different people may have difference of opinion. So gradually we try to refine and make it better and more pleasing and so on to Krishna and his bhaktas. But if everyone goes with the mood, I want to come to serve, what seva I can do? If someone doesn't have money to do big seva financially, Prabhupada said they can clean the temple. They can serve the prasada. They can solve for the deities. There's hundreds of sevas they can do. That I was telling the devotees that this year in April I went to the Nathji temple, Nathdwara. And it was so nice temple. Actually that deity of Nathji, Sri Nathji, originally is worshipped by our Guru Parampara. The Guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the devotee who found that Sri Nathji deity in Govardhan Hill. And in that temple they accept that this deity was in Govardhan Hill, and during that time of Aurangzeb, the deity was brought down from Govardhan to Jaipur and so village by village until finally it reached to Nathdwara. Anyway, the wonderful thing about that temple, everybody offers seva. Some people are cutting sabjis. After the aarti you go, you can get flowers, and there's a window, you can offer the flowers to the window. You can get milk and offer milk to the window. When the firewood comes, they just say seva. Everybody goes and lifts the firewood and puts it inside. Don't have to hire coolies. We are the coolies. I also lifted firewood and went into the kitchen. Everyone, we enjoyed to do the seva. So that the principle of seva is what Krishna is saying. Mat karma krit, who's doing my work for me? He comes back to me. So that's, we want to make the temple an opportunity for everyone to do Krishna's seva. We don't have it, no one has a monopoly. Not that only the swamis do seva, only the initiated brahmanas or some. Seva is for all bhaktas. Whether one is Sudama Vipra, or whether one is Yudhisthira Maharaj, or whether one is Kubja, or whoever one might be, everyone can do the seva for Krishna. That's what we want to always increase and make it a better opportunity so everyone can do some seva. We're very grateful because since the Sunday program has come under the volunteers of the devotees in the congregation, Sunday program also developing nicely. Then in Madras, the Sun program is completely organized by the youth. Youth shouldn't think that it's only for the older people. They can also take some initiative. So in conclusion here, of course I listen. Just one last word I'll read here. The word Mat Parama refers to one who considers the association of Krishna in his supreme abode to be the highest perfection of life. Such a person does not wish to be elevated to the higher planets such as the moon or sun or heavenly planets, or even the highest planet of this universe, Brahmaloka. He has no attraction for that. He is only attracted to be transferred to the spiritual sky. And even in the spiritual sky, he is not satisfied with merging into the glowing Brahmajyoti effulgence, for he wants to enter the highest spiritual planet, namely Krishna Loka, the Loka Vrindavana. He has full knowledge of that planet and therefore is not interested in any other. As indicated by the word Mat Bhakta, he fully engages in devotional service, especially in the 9 processes of devotional engagement, hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering prayers, carrying out the orders of the Lord, making friends with Him, and surrendering everything to Him. One can engage in all the 9 devotional processes, or 8, or 7, or at least 1. And that will surely make one perfect. Sometimes we think Mat Bhakta. Mat Bhakta means, if I think I'm a devotee, that means I'm a devotee. But here the definition, Mat Bhakta means who's engaging in devotional service. Just like someone may say, I'm a citizen, but I don't pay tax, I break all the laws or something. That's not a real good citizen, at least. Is it? I don't follow anything. So, Madhbhakta means one who is engaging in devotional service. Bhakti is practical. We chant the Lord's name, we remember, we hear the glories of the Lord. You see, even a little bit of bhakti doesn't mean we have to do so many. Even if we can do one thing, it's enough. In the Padma Purana, this explanation where Lord Shiva, he was telling Parvati about glories of Bhagavad Gita. So Parvati asked, what is the glories of the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita? You heard about this? No?
Yes.
They have a verse, I told him?
No.
So, then Lord Shiva explained that one, there were two people born in family of devotees. They got married, their husband and wife, but they were not very interested. Their grandfather, their forefather were all great bhaktas. But they were not very active. They just, you know, cholti hai, just, you know, let it go. They're not paying much attention. So they went on a tour just to see here and there what's going on in the world. And in their tour, they saw so many things. So one day they sat under one big tree. Now they didn't know that this tree was used by the king to hang criminals. It was a hanging tree. So you know, there are a lot of entities living in that tree, on the subtle platform. So, the wife was feeling a little uneasy, like something unusual in this tree, something unusual. So she started to become curious. You know, what is life after all? She asked her husband, who are we? What is the purpose of our life? Where do we go after life? What is this law of karma? What is the origin of everything? Our forefathers knew all these things, but I never paid any attention. I'd like to know, you know, some of these answers. So the husband, he wanted to show off that he knew a little something, and he remembered half of the first verse of the 8th chapter. More or less he could remember it. So that question is very similar to her question when Arjuna asked. You can read out what is the translation.
Kim tat brahma
kim? I asked you the translation. You don't follow instructions.
Arjuna inquired, O my Lord, O Supreme Person, what is Brahman? What is the self? What are putative activities? What is the material manifestation? And what are the demigods? Please explain this to me.
So, then he repeated out the first half. King tat brahma! King tat karma! King tat brahma, king adhyatma, king tat karma purushottamaha. Shout it out. King tat karma purushottamaha. To impress his wife. See, I know so much. He shouted out the Bhagavad Gita verse, all the ghosts in that tree. They immediately got liberation. Hearing Bhagavad Gita. Even if it was only half the verse. The tree crashed down. And they could see all the subtle entities getting spiritual form. Vishnu Dutas came from the spiritual world, took them in divine airplanes. Wow. And they went off. Om Namo Narayanaya. Ishwaraha Paramaha Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Nadiyadi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. So he was really amazed. Look, I just chanted a half a verse of Bhagavad Gita and all of these entities got delivered, spiritual form back to the spiritual world. His faith in Bhagavad Gita grew so much that every day he sat down and he was chanting again and again this half a verse of Bhagavad Gita, King Tat Brahman, King Atman, King Tat Karma Purushottamaha, King Tat Brahma, King Atman, King Tat Karma Purushottamaha, King Tat Brahma, like a mantra. Again and again he's chanting. Chanting. But Krishna is independent. He doesn't have to deliver on our schedule. He has his own timetable. But one day Lakshmi was looking at Narayan and saw Narayana was smiling and said, "What is it that you are smiling about?" He said, "That's one devotee, son of a devotee, that's chanting half the verse of Bhagavad Gita in the material world, in the Bharatvarsha of the four-headed Brahma. And I'm thinking what to give him in exchange and to bless him for his offering." So then he sent for him and had him also brought up to the spiritual world. Itai go sitanati manandi hari hari. So even a little in Bhagavad Gita says, Svalpam apyasya dharmasya mahato trito bhayat. Even little devotion, also little progress in devotional service can save us from the greatest danger. So side by side, while we do our other activities, we should learn how to Krishnatize them, spiritualize them by this Yukta Vairagya process. Everything we do, we need to do, attach it somehow to Krishna. And then we just put that stamp on it, duty free, karma free, by offering it to Krishna. So that is the secret. And that is why temple is there to train us in this methodology. So we're very happy here, our devotee. There's a nice house, the Krishna is here. Naturally he wants the devotees to come and chant. We should all pray for all the obstacles in this family's path of devotional service may be removed. And that their house, they can be peaceful here and have so many nice services for Lord Krishna by chanting the Namaste, the Narasingha prayer at the end. We'll do that at the end. When I'm setting up for the show, you can chant Namaste Narasimha. For now, I'd like to end here. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Are there any questions?
You talk about Yukta Vairagya. How can we use fame, glory, and wealth for service of Krishna?
Well, Yudhishthira used his strength, his glory. If a devotee is, a devotee automatically gets fame. There was this one Brahmana in South India, in Andhra Pradesh, and Kurma Desh. His name was Vasudeva, and he had leprosy. And Lord Chaitanya embraced him and not only cured him from the leprosy, but even his hands and limbs, which were half gone, they became returned, restored. So then he became in anxiety, then I'll become very famous now, to be cured in this way. Then I'll get puffed up and I'll forget about you, or I'll become proud or something. So then Lord Chaitanya said, if you always chant my holy, the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, 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 Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
then you'll be protected. You use this to encourage other people to chant. How much fame or wealth or power, whatever someone is to get, it's not only due to someone's hard work. It's a combination of hard work, as well as karmas, as well as ultimately blessing of Krishna. So, that's why we consider that without the blessing of Krishna, nothing could be achieved. Therefore, Krishna is ultimately the proprietor. I am only a trustee. So, if anything is given to me, I need to use that for Krishna. Now, that's why we need the guidance of a guru. For instance, George Harrison, when the Beatles were together, as the Beatles came to Prabhupada and asked him, what should I do? Should I give up my music and just chant Hare Krishna? And Prabhupada said, no, you chant Hare Krishna and do your music. You use whatever your position is and do something nice for Krishna. So George Harrison donated that temple in Watford. I think you've... Who else? How many have gone to the London temple? You've seen it? He donated that. Plus he sang a few songs like My Sweet Lord. Within that song, Hare Krishna is sung many times. So, depending on, you know, what a person is famous for, you can use it. You see, Maradona unfortunately is a devotee of cocaine. But if he was a devotee of Krishna and he went to Bangladesh and India and all these places, he could have a big impact on the youth. Because they look up to these type of sports people. That way anyway, you need the guidance of the guru, how to... We should want that, do our work, we shouldn't be too much attached. Because what happens, we get very attached to the result. And then to get the result, sometimes we break all kinds of rules and we get all kinds of bad karmas. We have to be very clear why we want this result for Krishna. Right from the beginning. If I get this result, I'm going to do this for Krishna. There's a famous story in Tirupati how one bhakta, he had lottery ticket and went to the Lord Venkateshwar and told him it was a 1 lakh rupee lottery, that was the first prize. He said, if I win, I'll give you half. So then he got second prize, which was 50,000. So then he went to the Lord and said, thank you, you took your half. But his wife was a little more sensible, said, no, you said if I win again, you didn't win first, you won second. Half you had to give to the Lord. No, I wanted 1 lakh, I only got 50,000. So half he can do. So you, whatever you got, you had to give half. That was your promise. No, like that he was very much attached. But then he got sicker, he got sickness. He went to doctors, nobody could cure him. He was sicker. Finally they said, we don't know what you have. Nobody can cure. The wife kept telling him, you have to give the 50% to Balaji. You promised him. So he went in a stretcher and went up to the Hundi and gave that 25,000. After that, immediately he got better. We want one half, we want only the, you know, they say the chicken, and everybody wants the, you know, the cow, they like the rear end giving the milk, they don't want to feed the front end. But we need both, we have to fulfill. We want Krishna to help us, but we have to reciprocate it. Krishna is what we're here for. Otherwise, we do get entangled in the laws of karma. But if we do the activities for Krishna under guidance of Guru, we can be saved from the karmic reaction. Any other question? Is it all? You're satisfied?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
The word Hari.
Hari.
Hari also means green.
Means?
Green.
Hari, normally we take it from Haran. Haran means to steal away. So Hari, Krishna is on Hari, and he is also stealing away the hearts of his devotees. He steals them away from the material nature. Also Hari means he steals away all the bad qualities of the devotee. He's taking it away, lifting it up. So in that sense, from the word harat, hari.
It can also mean it takes away the hari.
Yes, ego, false ego is also the bad quality, so that is also taken away. Any other question? Maharajis, have any question? There's a story about one shop in Delhi. This shop looks like all Krishna conscious shop. You go in there for everyone wearing tilak, big red tilak, red and white. And in the front, man is saying, you know, Keshava, Keshava. And behind, one guy is working a little behind, doing something, and he looks and he said, Gopala, Gopala. And the one in the back is saying, Hara, 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 Hari, Hari, Hari. So it seems all a very Krishna conscious shop. But actually the guy in the front, he's the Kesai. Kesava mi Kesai, kya, kya, kya mi hai. And the other one is Gopala, so Boka hai. Gopala. He's like a village. So the one in the back, he's with the gold, it's a jewelry shop. So he's taking all the, getting here in Kesai, Gopal, okay, Gopal means steal all the gold. Put in all silver and other things. Hara, 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 hari, hari, hari. So we don't want that type of shop, you know. That we're showing to Krishna one thing, but we're thinking something else. Even if we're not very advanced, at least we should be sincere that I'm trying to progress. It's not that we have to all be at a PhD level. Whatever level we're at, we're trying to progress. Krishna appreciates that. Any father can appreciate when the children are trying to improve themselves. But if someone is trying to put the show that they know everything, but they're not actually trying to improve themselves, then it's not very useful. Because then they'll just stay the way they are. So what we want to do, this is a process to gradually progress back to home, back to Godhead. Be peaceful, happy in this life, get free from the contamination of material life, and get qualified after this life to go back to Krishna. Very simple process. Last question.
How about if one is attached to his work for sake of his work? Because he has to work. But he's not so advanced that while working, he doesn't think of Krishna. So, he dedicates his work to Krishna. He's working very hard, and he's attached to his work. But he doesn't know.
But Arjuna is like that also, isn't it? Even though he's very attached to Krishna, when he's fighting in the battle, right? You can imagine when you're fighting in the battle and someone is shooting arrows at you or you're fighting with a sword, you have to be concentrating on what the other person is doing. How to counteract it, how to deal with it. So that's why Krishna said that the purpose, why you're doing something, why is Arjuna fighting? Because Krishna asked him to. Because he's protecting principle of Dharma. These people said, we don't care for the Shastra, we don't care for Dharma, we don't care that we lied. We want to enjoy the kingdom, and if you don't like it, then you do something about it. So then Krishna says, alright, these people are asking. They're not fit to be the emperor of Bharatvarsha and of the world. The front. Therefore, he wanted them to fight to establish principle of Dharma. So even though Arjuna in the battlefield, of course he can be more conscious of Krishna, Krishna sitting right in front of him. But you know, he has to also be very conscious about what's going on. Even somewhere I heard a nice example that say, now is the Christmas season, so everybody goes shopping. You know, even whether you're a Christian or it's like habit, you go and do some shopping, or maybe for Diwali or some occasion we do shopping. So when we go shopping for a loved one, you know, maybe you want to buy a piece of cloth or you want to buy some gifts. You look at the gift, it's the good price. Well, occasionally you'll think, does the person like it? Will it fit? But you're also looking, is it worthwhile? Is it a good, you know, maybe even bargaining or whatever? Because ultimately that object is going to be given to that person, even though you have to do so many things. All the actions, going down there, choosing it, paying for it, bringing it back, wrapping it up, whatever. It's all part of a loving gift to that person. So bhakti is like that. It's not that just everything we do for Krishna, all the things connected with it, becomes purified. That's the beauty of it. So that's why you have to, that's why I said from the very beginning, you have to establish your purpose. If your purpose, just like someone may say, my purpose, I want to have a house, I want to actually live in the house, but I want to practice my Krishna consciousness, I want to have a big room where I can invite people, we can have bhajans, I'll have Krishna there, occasionally I'll invite some Swamiji or Guru, and he'll come and we'll talk Hari Katha. So the house becomes also something we use for Krishna Seva. Or someone else, he may just say, no, I'm in the house and I'm going to have parties there and we'll have many living rooms you go now, you know, you'll have in the front you'll have a bar. Instead of temple, they put bar. That's their deity. They bow down, you know, sometimes they bow down in the toilet, you know, offering into the toilet bowl their stomach, you know, to their deity. Now in India, so many states, women have pushed and had this alcohol ban, I think in Gujarat and in Andhra, and also now in Haryana. I don't know how many, but quite a few. It's a very big thing. But of course people, they cheat and smuggle and all this. The thing is to change the heart. So what we do, we have to make our declared purpose to Krishna. In between, we may not every moment be thinking about Krishna, but at the crucial times, we remember Krishna. There's that funny movie about Diha Zindagi. You saw that?
Zindagi,
something like that. Zindagi. He promised to give Krishna, he always kept putting it off. Krishna would come, get a big house, got the jet, get everything. Finally he was also sick and Krishna's looking at the medicine, teramycin, isomycin. He said, everything is my sin. You're sick because of your sin. Funny movie, but purport was there. He promised that he...
And he never served.
So finally at the very end he did, and then he was happy. All the things didn't make him happy.